It's possible that due to the increased use of petroleum-based fertilizers, GMOs, and all the other stuff that gets sprayed on our food as it's being grown, in fields which are depleted of essential nutrients, food intolerance, and gluten especially, has become a problem for many people. Up until recently, you've been able to get things like bread and flour, which are very expensive in the supermarkets, on prescription if you're on a low income. However, NHS West Norfolk Clinical Commission Group, the CCG, is a membership organisation led by 21 GP practitioners responsible for planning and buying healthcare services for the local population. Owing to increased demands for NHS services, West Norfolk CCG is facing a potential financial shortfall of £4.9 million in its budget for 2015-16. This is equivalent to £29 for every person in West Norfolk, and as a result, the CCG is now in the process of conducting a comprehensive assessment of all the services it commissions. One area that's been identified by the CCG is the prescribing of gluten-free products which are currently provided to patients on prescription. These products, which include flour, bread, pasta, biscuits, pizza bates mix, were added to the list of products available on prescription when they were not easily available to buy locally. Today, these products are widely available from all supermarkets and are sold to the public at prices that are considerably lower than the NHS is charged when bought for use on prescription. There are also many other alternative sources of carbohydrate that do not contain gluten, for example, rice and potato. The CCG has asked your GP practice to send you this letter because you currently receive gluten-free food on prescription, and it has decided to stop funding this for adults from January 1st, 2016. Whilst it is accepted that this change may be unwelcome, the estimated annual savings of £73,000 will allow the CCG to maintain its investment in NHS services such as ambulance services, mental health services, and accident and emergency care. Should you require more information about this, please contact Dr. Paul Williams, West Norfolk CCG's governing body member responsible for prescribing and education at NHS West Norfolk Clinical Commissioning Group, King's Court, Chapel Street, King's Lynn, Norfolk, PE30 1EX. However, if you have any concerns regarding your medical condition, please contact your GP. Yours sincerely, Dr. Ian Mack, Chair of West Norfolk Clinical Commissioning Group. Now, I can speak from experience by telling you that a loaf of gluten-free bread in a supermarket costs almost £5, and it's half the size of the usual gluten, soya, and processed bread that the rest of us get to eat from supermarkets. And this stuff is only available in some supermarkets. The selection is limited, not the wide, broad, varying range that's available to non-gluten sufferers. So, this £73,000 saving is going to be a tiny, tiny drop in the bucket when it comes to the £4.9 million that has to be saved across the West Norfolk CCG budget. So, where are the other cuts going to come? What else are they going to stop prescribing? What other services are they going to take away? Is this just the start of a massive, massive cutback and the privatisation of West Norfolk CCG and all of its hospitals and services for profit?